Caleb Jones is our guest this week on Blackhawks Live. He joins us right now. Caleb, thanks a lot for the time. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, there was a big luncheon today. Were you at that?
Yes, I was. Yeah, it was a good event for sure. With the Blackhawks alumni there.
I saw Troy Murray was recognized.
Yes, he was. He got the Blackhawk Player of the Year. It was a good honor. You know, he's a great guy, and you know, he kind of exemplifies what you know, what a Blackhawk should be. So it was awesome to see him get that.
For sure. No, we know him well here over on the radio side, and yeah, it's good to see everyone knowing just how much Troy brings to the table each and every day. Hey, Caleb, for how competitive this team is day in and day out, and staying close in games for the majority of the season, no matter who you guys are playing, I mean, what's being said in the locker room before some of these games? I'm sure Luke Richardson isn't doing a miracle speech each and every game, but what's being said? What's kind of the tempo in there before games?
You know, we're just kind of going out and trying to focus on our team game and keep trying to get better every day. You know, I think, you know, we have still have some good leaders in there and guys that have been around, and you know, we play hard as a group. You know, I think we gel really well, and it's kind of been that way all year that we've just played hard, and you know, we've had a few comeback wins, and you know, we have a really good group of guys that never quits, and we're never out of a game, and I think it shows in some of these comeback wins, and you know, we got to get a little bit better about protecting leads, I think, but you know, we have a really hard working group that can compete with anyone.
In terms of Luke Richardson and the coaching staff as a whole, I know everyone's pretty even keel, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. How much of a role does that play?
It's huge. You know, I think Luke's done a good job this year just being a good communicator and, you know, giving us certain areas of our team game that we need to focus on and get better at every day. And, you know, the whole staff's kind of followed suit behind them by, you know, just giving us advice and helping us work on our games and keep getting better. And, you know, I think we've improved as a team for sure throughout the season and areas that they've wanted us to.
You mentioned some of the leaders on that team. Jared Tenorti was wearing the A the other day, and it's such a cool role that he's kind of taken on, even though, you know, he's had a handful of speed bumps this year, but a real tough you-know-what, maybe the toughest on the team. What have you learned from him?
Yeah, you know, he's a true pro. You know, you look at his, you know, his career, and he's had a lot of games, a lot of professional games, and he's kind of grinded through and been on a lot of different teams, but you know, he's one of those guys as a younger defenseman you can look up to that, you know, you keep putting the work in and you do things right and you'll get rewarded in the end. And like you said, you know, that's kind of his game. He's a big, physical, tough defenseman. You know, there's not too many guys that want to mess with him. And, you know, when he has something to say in the locker room, you know, us young guys will listen. And it was great to see him get the A.
He give you any tips on tossing off the mitts at all?
No. Yeah, I like to joke around with him sometimes, but he hasn't really given me too many tips. I'm sure if I asked him, wanted him to show me something, he would, though.
We're talking with Caleb Jones here on Blackhawks Live. This is the second year playing with your brother. I know you've been enjoying it. I know you've been able to get paired with him a lot more this year, too. How would you say your relationship with him has grown over the last 2 years?
I think, you know, we always had the relationship in the off season, you know, just living together and training together and doing all that. And then obviously we'd go off to different places. I just think, you know, being around him during the season now, I've been able to see, you know, kind of how he is in season and certain things he does, you know, away from the rink. And, you know, just being able to hang out with him, you know, whether it's at the rink or at home, you know, and eating some dinner or something like that. It's been really fun. And, you know, I just think it's definitely grown a little bit just being around each other, you know, pretty much all year now. So, you know, every once in a while I need to get away from a bit and after the rink every once in a while. But it's definitely fun to see him every day and go in and play hockey and, you know, in the NHL with him.
What's something about Seth that would surprise most people, whether it's something you just learned over these last couple of years or something you've always known about him?
Surprise people. He loves to cook.
Really?
Yeah, loves to cook. Likes to try different things out and new recipes. And, yeah, he's gotten pretty good at it, I would say, over the last couple of years. So that's one thing he loves to do is cook.
I was going
to
say, does he cook for you?
Yeah, he has cooked dinner a bunch of times for me.
That's cool. What's something about you that most people wouldn't know, would you say?
I have a German Shepherd.
Oh, that's right. Hold on. Whiskey, right?
Yeah, whiskey.
How's whiskey doing?
You know that.
I think you told us last year.
Did I?
Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He actually loves the snow when it snows outside. So he loves Chicago, and I live in Lincoln Park, so there's a lot of little park areas and a lot of areas where dogs are running around. So he loves to run around and have fun and enjoy the city.
Has the Jones family always been dog people, or is this something when you finally got out on your own, you were like, yeah, I'm getting a dog?
We have not been dog people. We're always traveling around for hockey, so we couldn't really have a dog because, sometimes no one would be home and it would just be too hard to kind of take care of one, and we didn't want to just leave it at home all the time by itself. So I decided to get him actually in August of 2020. So I went and got him as a puppy. Had him for, be going on 3 years here in July. So it's been fun so far.
That's very cool. Well, good for you and good for whiskey. Sounds like a match made in heaven right there. And speaking of your family, I know your mom is such a big fan of both you and Seth. I was seeing a story from a couple of years ago that she, I don't know, does she still do this? Text you guys, like, shoot the puck when you get back to your phone in the locker room, whether it's in between the game or at the end of the game. She still do that?
Yeah, after the game, though, there might be a handful of text messages for sure. Usually we might read them or see them and then kind of just let them go, but those text messages still come through.
Is she a nervous watcher?
Yes, for sure. Screaming at the TV and, just if there's a mistake or anything. I've seen it firsthand, obviously, when I've watched Seth play games, and I'm sure he's seen it if he's ever watched me play a game with her. So she gets really nervous and into it for sure.
Your parents probably love that they can just watch one game now to watch both their kids, huh?
Yeah, that's helped for sure, too. Instead of having to worry about me in Edmonton, him in Columbus, and have two full games of hockey that night, it's kind of nice to have it dialed onto one for them.
For sure. We're talking with Caleb Jones, a few more here on Blackhawks Live. Hey, Caleb, what's it been like without Jonathan Toews as of late for this team?
It's been tough. It was kind of a weird time on that. We were on a road trip out there in Cali right before the deadline, and that's kind of when the whole Kane situation happened. And then, we traded Laf and McCabe. And it was a really weird time for the team. And then it was really nice to see him when we came back and to see his face and kind of catch up and make sure that he's healthy and, and making good positive steps. But it's been tough just from his leadership out there and, just being kind of the face of the franchise and having that voice in the room has been tough to get through. But, like I said, we've had a lot of guys step up and we've kind of had a leadership by committee this year. And hopefully he finds a way back on the ice soon because we miss him for sure.
Yeah, that's what Luke Richardson has been saying. He's been showing his face in the locker room. Sounded like he was all jacked up about the 5-0 win against Ottawa. So his spirits have been high, though, you would say?
Yes, his spirits have definitely been high. He's definitely been around and joking, seems like his old self, so it's been really good to see.
That's good. Well, Caleb, this is your second year with the Hawks, and coming over here I know was huge for you because you get to play with your brother. It's a new role, kind of an elevated role, and that's only continued for you, and you're on a nice little run right now. Do you think about next year with the end of this season kind of out on the horizon? Do you allow yourself to think what you are interested in doing next season?
Not really. Obviously I'm a restricted free agent after the year, but that's one thing I've tried to focus on is focus on every day right now and kind of keeping my mind narrowed in on, just that day and what I need to do, whether it's a game day or a practice. And I think that's been paying off for me over the last couple months, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do here over the last, 3-4 weeks.
I hear you. All right, Caleb. Well, last one. We'll end with this. We're giving away pizza in our next segment. I got to ask, how do you like your pizza?
Oh, I'm a thin crust guy.
Thin crust? What do you like on it?
Thin crust Hawaiian.
Hawaiian? Okay, so you're one of those pineapple guys.
I'm one of those pineapple guys.
Hey, I am too, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just social media trying to make it look like we're in the wrong when we're really not.
No, it's really good.
All right, Caleb. Well, hey, thanks a lot for taking time out of your Monday night. Really appreciate it, and keep everything up this year, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days or so.
Okay, thank you. All right. Appreciate it.